Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yankee talk or Mets talk?
No, it's mostly Yankee talk. I'll throw a Mets question in. I do not let my distaste, my hatred of the Yankees blind me as a talk show host. So, having said that, Chris Carlin joining us from WFAN Radio in New York on our AT&T hotline. Chris, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
I was told there would be no Mets talk.
I am a frustrated Mets fan looking for guidance. So at the end, after we get through the winning baseball talk, then I'll ask you a Mets question.
Well, when you find that guidance, you let me know.
Well, I've been looking for, probably about 40-plus years by now, Chris.
Yeah. Understandable.
Are the Yankees trading for Manny Machado?
Doesn't look like it. It looks like he's going to end up in Philadelphia. You know, I think there was an awful lot of talk to it, but that was born mainly out of the idea that they were not going to get a frontline starter.
Okay.
You know, the level of starter that they're talking about at this point is Jay Happ, who has some excellent career numbers against the Astros and against the Red Sox, but then, you know, got beat up against the Sox, and it hasn't been great the last three starts. I think the Machado talk was just, all right, well, if we can't get a frontline starter, let's talk about adding Machado for the rest of the season. They're talking about signing him in the offseason anyway, and then just bludgeoning teams to death. But it doesn't seem like that's going to happen because the Yankees don't want to include Justice Sheffield in the deal, their top pitching prospect.
That's what confused me when the Machado stuff came out and, you know, the Yankees were said to be involved. I mean, honestly, Chris, you look at the lineup and go, really? You need more? I mean, you'd be saying, yeah, why would you give up maybe a valuable young player or two or whatever you'd have to give up for that lineup when you're already stacked?
I think that's their thought. And, you know, it's about winning the World Series. Yeah. And I think last year really stuck in their craw quite a bit. And look at the situation that they're in. You could be a 105-win team and be playing in the wild card. And that's a pretty tough pill to swallow. So I think that's more the thought process behind it is, you know, if everybody knows they need a starting pitcher, but if they can't get the guy that they need to on a certain level, then let's go and see if we can beat him a different way.
All right. So at this point, are you thinking you're not expecting them they're going to be able to complete a deal for that frontline starter?
You know, I don't think so because just for instance, okay, the other day I went and looked at the top 20 starters in baseball in terms of ERA right now. Well, you know, 18 of them are on contending teams, and mostly, you know, those teams are not trading them. The Yankees cannot likely talk the Tampa Rays into trading Blake Snell, who's, you know, only been in the league for a couple of years, and I don't think is a free agent until 2023. They're in the division. They'd have to give up a boatload. So I think it's going to be difficult to do. Now, given what happened yesterday with Jacob deGrom, yep, I do think they'll lie in the weeds on that one a little bit and see if they can, you know, talk the Mets into making a deal as the deadline gets close, if in fact the Mets feel like they're not going to be able to get an extension done. I would still term it highly unlikely.
All right, so you know what? I have Yankee questions for you, but since you mentioned the Mets, let me ask you this. What are they doing? What is the organization's plan? Well, I'm sitting here as a Met fan looking at the trade rumors about DeGrom or Syndergaard, and I'm sitting here thinking, okay, look, I wouldn't want to trade DeGrom, but what's the organization's plan? Are they going to retool? Do they think they can still compete? So what is the Mets' plan?
Right now they think that next year they can be back in the mix.
Okay.
There's not much on the way in terms of help. There's a couple in terms of the minor league system. There's a couple of guys that may be able to help next year. But there aren't those frontline prospects. You know, the Mets in 2015 had the, I believe, sixth-ranked farm system in all of baseball. Now it's 28th. So, you know, the long-term help is not there right now. They think they can get back into it next year, but I would argue that they can't.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you're the Mets right now, as good as DeGrom and these guys have been, you know, a couple of these guys have injury histories.
Yep.
You have to take that into account. And I think DeGrom at this point, you know, I don't blame him one bit. You know, they can't score runs for him. He has been nothing but the good soldier. And any time that an extension has even been broached, the Mets are like, nah, we're good. And I think that's because they feel like he's 30 years old. And if they don't have to pay him for two more years, they won't do that. He's already had his Tommy John surgery. I think this is a mistake on the Mets' part. I really do. You know, this is a guy that you want to be at the front of your rotation for the long term. So if he's not going to be, the other problem is this. If he's not going to be and you want to trade him, well, do you trade him now? Do you get a boatload for him in return now? Or do you wait until the off season and let whoever the new general manager is going to be, if it's John Rico or any of the guys there, or if it's somebody new completely from outside the organization, which seems more likely, do you let him make the decision? It's a very difficult spot they're in right now.
Chris Carlin, WFAN host, with us on our AT&T hotline. Chris, what are the injury updates on Torres and Sanchez?
You know, Sanchez, it sounds like, may be ready to go here pretty soon. Same thing with Torres. You know, Torres, I think, is more likely to be an extra series, maybe. Sanchez may be able to go Friday night when they take on the Mets, but I think Torres is probably more likely to be the Rays series next week, but they're both exceptionally close.
A couple other things before I let you go. I'm curious. I wanted to ask you, because Giancarlo Stanton, I want to ask you how this has worked out, how he's doing. He got off to such an awful start, and honestly, I remember as a Mets fan, I saw enough of Stanton. I said, hey, Yankee fans, stop freaking out. The guy's going to be fine. He'll be who he is. How is his season going overall with the Yankees?
It's going okay. It's going okay. And I think that Yankee fans are still getting used to him, but they've seen a couple of his moments. The clutch moments have been better the last, I would say, month or so. He's on a bit of a tear right now, so that's a good thing. I also think the fact that he didn't make the All-Star team is not the worst thing in the world. You know, he can A, be a little bit annoyed about it, B, have a few days to get away from New York, and C, you know, prime himself for the second half. I think I'm with you. I think he's going to be fine. But, you know, the Yankee fans are always going to be about the clutch moments with those new and dynamic players when they come through. And over the last couple of weeks, that has dramatically improved.
And the last thing with the Yankees, and this goes back to the talks about who knows, do they? It'll be prefaced, the question's prefaced with whether they get a starting pitcher or not. But right now, as you look at it, Chris, how do they stack up with the Red Sox, the Astros? If you want to throw in the Indians, you can. I know they just played them. How would they stack up against the best in the American League?
You know, I still think they're the best team. I do, and I know the Red Sox pitching is probably a little bit better. I guess what would concern me the most at this point is Tanaka. If Tanaka is healthy and who he was in the postseason last year, they're going to be fine. If he is at all, you know, he's been banged up. If he's at all in that spot, and it's all about the home run with him. You know, can he avoid giving up two big home runs in a spot where he just leaves a couple of pitches up? That's really, it's so very simple with him. And, you know, the ball has to be down constantly or it's going to get hit out of the park. So, you know, for me, the biggest difference is Tanaka and can he avoid doing that? I still think they're better than the Red Sox. I think they're a little bit better than the Red Sox. So we'll see how it plays out over the second half. Problem is that Red Sox just do not lose. And, you know, where they are right now, it looks like a pretty big number just because of that fact. Neither of these teams has gone and lost, you know, more than three in a row at any point this season. So I think it's going to be a dogfight right down to the end.
Just remember, please take it easy on my Mets, okay, Chris?
Listen, they're beating up on themselves enough. They don't need my help.
That's true. And they're very good at it. Chris, thanks. Thanks for giving us some time this morning. Enjoy the rest of baseball season down there.
Thanks, guys. Be good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.